I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour number four of the program happening right now. It is a G-Bag Nation on a Labor Day weekend, and we are taking you up until we hand the broadcast baton off to the Rangers Radio Network as they start a three-game set against the Arizona Diamondbacks, an Arizona Diamondbacks team that, A, gave you fits just a couple weeks ago. You had to scratch and claw to win a game over there. You won one game, correct, against the Arizona Diamondbacks, and it took a Herculean effort to win that, and then you had another couple games there where they, you know, basically you were winning. That's what it was. You were winning, and then they hit a couple home runs against you in the ninth inning. So, look, every game is the proverbial must-win game at this stage of the game when you are the Texas Rangers. Now, I've said already that I'm nervous and not realistically thinking that this team can make the playoffs. Now, I'm more than happy to be wrong. And we've done it on Fan After Dark. I've told both you and New Guy Jake, or Degenerate Jake at this point, that I have no problem with us airing a clip of me saying that, hey, this team doesn't make the playoffs, and then we all say, ha, Fred, you were wrong, because this team does make the playoffs. We would love for that to be the case. You're 4 weeks away from this season either being over or continuing on into the postseason. Now, you've got a hellish next three series. You're at the Diamondbacks. Now, you're at home for two enormous series against the Houston Astros, who you've had their number. And then you've got the Milwaukee Brewers, or as Alice Cooper would say, Milwaukee. And I'll refer to my man, New Guy Jake here. I'm going to have to get used to calling you Degenerate Jake. They're in your division. You're a Cubs fan. Just how good is this Milwaukee Brewers team?
I mean, they don't really have any weaknesses as of right now. I know their closer just went on the IL with a patella strain.
Hate when that happens.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're a little weak at closer in the back end of the bullpen. Their starting pitching's phenomenal. I mean, they picked up nobodies and turned them into great pitchers.
Yeah.
Their lineup just hits. I mean, the amount of two-out rallies they've gotten against us, they don't slug a ton. Us being the Cubs, yeah. Sorry, I should have clarified. They don't get a ton of slug, but, I mean, anybody on that lineup can hit a home run at any time. So they always get the big hit. They work counts. They don't chase. So you're seeing a lot of walks. They got speed everywhere. So, bunt singles, anything hit on the ground, You better have some urgency because they're running everything out. They're just they're a nitty gritty team.
Yeah.
And they take advantage of, if you make a mistake, they take advantage every single time.
Mm-mm-mm.
Your Texas Rangers are 2.5 games behind the wild card as of right now.
I mean, they've got a puncher's chance. You know, they've got a puncher's chance to get back into this thing, but you're going to have to take 2 out of 3 from the Diamondbacks. Like, that's, it's just a non-negotiable at this point, right? There's no other way around it.
And you're 5 behind in the division. A Houston Astros-led division.
So we had Jared Sandler on yesterday. We talked a little bit with him about, you know, kind of where this team's at. Now, you've got 6 games left against the Houston Astros. Now, I think going 4-2 is realistic, especially considering that, you know. Well, I mean, you have to, right? I mean, there is, again, you have to go 2 out of 3 against every team you play from here on out if you're going to have a chance at making it to the playoffs. Now, you've got Patrick Corbin going tonight. It is kind of TBD as to who's going to go tomorrow, and then I want to say lighter after that, and then you're going to have Kelly and DeGrom against the Astros when things start up against them on Friday. So, you know, you feel a little bit better about that. You know, but right now, again, no Evo, no surprise there. Now, you might get Tyler Mahle back. Now, as Jared alluded to yesterday, if you do get Tyler Mahle back, now I want to say he's making a couple, you know, he's working some rehab work, rehab innings, what have you. I don't know if he's at Double A yet or kind of where he's at in that process. But if he were to come back in the next couple weeks, he would be more of a bullpen start kind of guy, right? He would kind of facilitate maybe a Jacob Latz type role where you're not going to get 6 or 7 innings out of Tyler Mahle that you were getting when the season started.
Mahle, AAA start tomorrow.
AAA start tomorrow! That's big news. That's big news because you're going to have some, you know, you're going to have to go back to the bullpen. You're going to have some bullpen starts with him and Jacob Latz. I mean, that's just the reality of it. So you're going to have Corbin, you're going to have Kelly, you're going to have DeGrom, and then you're going to have Leiter. All right, and that's going to be kind of your, you know, we don't know what the latest and greatest of the Kamar Rocker is right now, but that's going to be kind of where your lineup is right now for the next few weeks, and that's going to be the roster, or at least the pitching staff,
yeah,
that you're going to have to ride with if this team's going to make a playoff push.
And then on the batting lineup side of things, you're going to have to rely on your Michael Hellmans, your Cody Freemans, your... These guys are getting things done. I mean, that's why they're staying in the lineup. Cody Freeman's getting his shot at second base today. Hellmans, I mean, I think he's got a couple of 2-run home runs here in the past few games. Like, these guys are producing. Your Seager's out.
Peterson.
Seager's out. Simeon's out. Carter's out. You can go through the list, but somehow, some way, this lineup is turning. And you said it. Jock Peterson is
balling.
He's doing things.
I mean, I hope it's not too little too late. We'll see what happens. But he had a nice 2-run home run yesterday. Josh Jung had a nice solo home run yesterday. So these are all guys that, for as moribund as they have been all season long, and they've had their ups, they've had their downs, more downs than ups, but if they were able to catch fire and ride a hot bat and somehow find a way, you know what, hey, if you got to push Fan After Dark back a few weeks because this team makes a run, I'm willing to sacrifice.
We'll make the sacrifice.
I'm willing to sacrifice.
I will go on record of saying, I know Corey Majors officially, he waved the white flag. I waved the white flag. Let's see when this was. This was the Rangers lost to the Blue Jays 6-5 in a barn burner August 15th.
I remember that.
And then they got blew out 14-2 on August 16th. I waved my white flag on this season on August 16th. I will come out and I will say that. That does not mean I don't want them to make the postseason. Obviously, yeah, as a Rangers fan, I want them to. But that's just me being honest with the Tolos. White flag was waved on August 16th for me, Jacob Ray, Fred Davis. Have y'all officially waved it? And if so, when did that happen?
I mean, I've waved it a few times.
I don't think I've waved it necessarily, just because, I mean, I've been watching baseball my whole life, man. There's just so much chaos that happens in September.
Yeah.
Did
you wave your freak flag? Did that have anything to do with what you think this Rangers team might do?
I mean, my freak flag's always waving, Fred.
Okay, that's fair.
So
that's fair.
But no, I mean, I think
24/7, 365.
Two and a half games back. I mean, you are absolutely in this thing. It's just going to be a matter of, can the guys that are producing right now continue to produce?
That's what it comes down to, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to. And hey, let's call it what it is. I have been very staunch, and my, hey, love what this team's doing. They're a gritty bunch. They don't give up. They don't quit. And this is what this team's done. You're now four games above 500. But, you know, it seems like this season's been all about two steps forward, two steps back. Let's see if that changes. You win two out of three from the Diamondbacks. Dare I say you sweep the Diamondbacks?
Sweeping Diamondbacks, taking the series from Houston would be...
Well, I think if you sweep the Diamondbacks, you're officially back in it. Because then right now the Diamondbacks are playing good baseball. Hell, they almost swept the Dodgers this past weekend, all right? So if you go into Arizona, a team that took, what, three out of four from you, two out of three from you? In dramatic fashion, in gut-wrenching, like, let's go ahead.
You could have won all three.
Oh, you absolutely should have won all three. And that's what's been so gut-wrenching about this team this year, gut-punching, whatever you want to call it, in the fact that so many games, I mean, yes, you did have those couple of games against the Toronto where it just seemed like, all right, we're done for the season.
Hey, you can tell they lost that momentum.
But... every time, you know, like our boy from Fredo from what is it, Godfather 3, every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in. Okay, speaking of being pulled back in, John Machota from The Athletic, Cowboys cornerback Trayvon Diggs on Micah Parsons, quote, "I think everybody liked him. I feel like there were some former players who are not here no more. There was a lot of, I would say, hate, jealousy, envy towards him because of who he is and the production he does on the field. Imagine if you come in here and you're take somebody's shine or taking somebody's spot. You're not going to like that. They're going to feel a type of way, especially if you're that type of person. Me personally, I never got no bad anything from him, like ever since he stepped foot on the team. I guess his personality and who he is, he knows he's a great player. He knows he's good. He knows who he is. So a lot of people don't like that. So that could have been different. But when we're in the locker, everyone's joking, everyone's laughing, everyone's smiling, everyone's happy. So I don't know where those narratives come from. From my standpoint, he's a great kid. He takes care of his family. He takes care of his responsibilities on the field and off the field, so he can't do no wrong in my eyes. That came from Trayvon Diggs, speaking of his buddy and former teammate, Mr. Micah Parsons. So, look, we know him and Tank Lawrence aren't BFFs and probably aren't exchanging Christmas cards, and Malik Hooker was critical of the fact that, hey, you know, you're giving up a bunch of yards on the ground and then you go out and do a podcast the next day, that might rub some people the wrong way. And I don't think he was wrong for saying that, especially when you consider Malik Hooker's been in this league, what, 8, 9, 10 years, something like that?
He's a
respected veteran. Yep. So I'm not saying that people disliked Micah Parsons, and I don't think anybody had a problem with what he did on the field, but to suggest he was a leader of this football team, I think that's where things can kind of get misconstrued. I don't know that Micah Parsons was a leader of this football team. And again, I don't know that there's been this outpouring of, oh, I feel bad for Micah or all this. I mean, outside of some memes on Twitter and Instagram, which that's kind of the way your generation reacts to things.
Fair.
With what Trayvon Diggs just said, is anybody really taken aback by that? No, that was his boy.
Yeah.
And, you know, Blake said this, and I think a lot of people have said this. Had he not gotten hurt last year, I mean, Wooly Bully's talked about this. If he doesn't get hurt last year, Trayvon's probably not a Cowboy anymore. Okay? So this year's we might get the best version of Trayvon Diggs in 2025 because he's looking for that next football team. And it's going to be one of those amicable splits for both sides. Like, hey, look, we're going in a different direction. You want to be on a different team that's going to pay you money, boom. Then it would behoove you to go out there, be a veteran, be a leader, say the right thing. So that way, if you either, A, you re-up here in Dallas, or you go find a new home. So I don't necessarily have a problem with anything he said. And
you can go to Green Bay.
Go to Green Bay. I think you're right on with that. I don't think anybody would have a problem with that. Again, when Trayvon Diggs is on his game, he's a pretty dadgum good corner.
Yeah.
He really is. When he's on his game. All right, but at the same time, too, he's also prone to giving up big plays, and that's the life you lead when you're a big-time cornerback.
Speaking of Trayvon Diggs, he was a full participant in today's practice, so he could play. Talking to the media, said he's 75 to 80% sure he could play this Thursday.
I think you go ahead and rest him one more week. I don't need – look, for as beat up as you are in that cornerback room, I don't need an 80% Trayvon Diggs.
No.
I need Trayvon Diggs 100% because I don't need him getting hurt again. This is now 2 years in a row where he's had a major injury to a knee. No, look. you're on the 53, you're making progress, we love it, you're saying, you're doing all the right things, you've got enough depth there for right now to make it work. Deron got his money, you're good with that. Trayvon, do your thing, take a week off, let's see where you're at. He already said, too, that he could be no later than week four. I'm okay with that as well. Coming up next, where are we going?
Coming up next, we got Tommy Yarosh joining us to talk all things Dallas Cowboys. And what's next after Micah Parsons and looking into week one? Next on 105 Through the Fan.
Appreciate that, degenerate Jake. See, it's sticking with
it's
me now.
On. It's
definitely catching on now. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line. Let us know how you feel about Jake's new nickname. He's been New Guy Jake for as long as he's been here. But after today, we are now firmly transitioning him into degenerate Jake after all those hot takes he just gave us. And by the way, I like to be as accurate as possible. And it was not Fredo that said they keep pulling me back in. That was Michael Corleone from The Godfather. So shame on me. I know better than that. Buddy of mine, Cowboy fan, actually, used to call me Fredo back in my oil and gas days. But that's another story for another time. So shout out to all you Tolos and Fatties who texted in the program to let me know, Fred, you were wrong about that, and we do appreciate you. We try to stay as accurate as possible here on 105 Through the Fan. All right, let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. It's part of this expressway. Welcome to the program, Tommy Yarosh, one of the best in the biz. I'll tell you what, this man joined us the other day talking all things high school football. Now he's talking Dallas Cowboys. Tommy, we are 3 days away from this thing being for real, for real. Now that we've had 3 or 4 days to kind of digest, marinate, and now we're slowly starting to move past the Micah Parsons news, what's been kind of the vibe, what's been kind of the atmosphere like in this Cowboys locker room as we're 3 days away from this thing kicking off for real?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, guys. And just real quick, if we've got time for this, what did Jake say to get Degenerate Jake as his nickname? I mean,
that's what he is. He is a degenerate.
He's definitely a degenerate. It's just the way that he kind of carries himself. The betting segment, you know, that helps onto it, but he's just a degenerate in itself. But he's okay. He embraces
but
it.
But we say it with love, though.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah.
No.
Sure my guy wasn't getting slandered on the air.
No.
We don't do that here. I mean, we do, but not when it comes to
that's how you know we love you.
Exactly.
Overall vibe is, I think the timing of this is interesting just because I don't really think there's a lot of time for guys to wallow if they want to wallow just because they got a game to play in 3 days, like you guys said. So the vibe is pretty much the same. I haven't noticed any noticeable difference. There's not a bunch of silence or anything like that. It's kind of just been business as usual. You know, these guys, it's a team.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In the 1-7-10 a year ago, and had a lot of guys banged up. A lot of guys are coming back healthy again. And so they want to go out there and prove themselves. And, you know, the reality of it is Micah Parsons isn't on the field with them this year. There's nothing they can do about that at this point. And so I think their minds are all set on Philadelphia. And to an extent, I think there's happiness that this is kind of behind them and not lingering into the season. Obviously, I think there's a lot of guys who would still rather have Micah on this team. But they don't have to worry about, okay, his holding out is a distraction if he misses game check or something like that, if that's the route that this would have taken.
Dak has spoken, a lot of other guys have spoken on the trade of Micah Parsons. What is the kind of feel that you get, locker room sense, maybe leadership wise? I guess as an overall feel, do you think this is going to be as big of a subtraction as fans might think?
From a locker room standpoint, I don't know. We were in the locker room for media stuff and things like that, but there were a lot of folks who liked Micah Parsons in the locker room. There may have been some others who didn't, and I think that's completely normal. You know, there are always going to be guys that don't see eye to eye or aren't on the same page, and that's just, you know, the way it is. As far as, you know, if there's going to be a massive locker room difference, I don't think so. You know, I don't think Micah Parsons was, for example, on Dak Prescott's letter of being a leader and being a voice. And that's another thing. That's completely okay. You know, not everybody's going to be Dak Prescott. Not everybody's going to be the leader that Dak Prescott is. And that's because he's just kind of unique and everybody's got their leaders. Everybody leads in different ways. I think Micah was more of a by example guy, and he would go, you know, one-on-one with you. We saw him do it with Donovan Ezeraku a lot in Oxnard. So he kind of led a little bit of a different way. Obviously, I think where you see the biggest impact is on the field, because, you know, who knows what this pass rush is going to look like now without Micah Parsons. It's the first time in a while that we've had to examine that. So that's really where you're going to see more of a difference. I don't know as much if you'll see that in the locker room.
Tommy, one of the things we know about when we look at Matt Eberflus's defense is they've, you know, they've always been, you know, middle to upper tier when it comes to just, you know, yards as far as you know, turnover differential, and they've been a good, not great team at generating quarterback pressure and generating sacks. In fact, he's never had anybody get more than 11 when he's, you know, the eight different defenses that he's led between the Colts and the Bears. What has he talked about, or what have you guys talked with him about as far as now that you don't have Micah? What are some of the things he's talked about as to how he's going to help generate pressure on the defensive front?
Well, I think really on the defensive line, he just wants guys that can get north and south as opposed to east and west. And, you know, he's used the word attack front to describe his defense. And so they really want all four guys up front to you know, get upfield, get after the quarterback, make the pocket uncomfortable. And Matt Eberflus is not a guy that typically, you know, sends a blitzer or blitzes very often. You know, he tries to get a lot of that pressure with a four-man rush. But, you know, it's a lot easier to do that when you have a guy like Micah Parsons on your team. And I don't know if Matt Eberflus has had a pass rusher quite as dynamic as Micah Parsons. And obviously now he doesn't get the chance to do that. So, I think they're really going to rely on their plethora of defensive ends. You know, I think part of the reason why they made that trade was because the staff felt good about the depth there, and then hope that, you know, Kenny Clark and Oso Digizua can generate some interior pressure and push the pocket so quarterbacks can get uncomfortable and let some of their defensive ends come up or linebackers come up and finish plays. Yeah, I think that's the hope. I think that's why, you know, they wanted a disruptive, versatile defensive tackle in the trade for Micah Parsons. And, you know, they think they have that in Kenny Clark.
Now, Deron Bland gets his extension. Maybe Tyler Smith is in talks. Do you think that that's likely, or do you think the Cowboys and Smith is going to table that for next year?
I honestly thought that the Cowboys and Smith would get a deal done at training camp, and I feel like they were pretty close. So I wouldn't say that they're probably terribly far off from that. Whether or not that happens before the season, who knows? I would think if it doesn't happen, you know, at some point in the next couple of days, it's probably something that they talk about after the season. But yeah, that definitely needs to be the next guy that they extend, because he's done nothing but play at a really high level. He's always been available, and he's going to be one of the cornerstones on this offensive line for years to come for Dallas.
Now, I'm looking at the DallasCowboys.com unofficial depth chart, and, you know, we're showing Kyir Elam starting. We got Deron Bland at nickel, and we've got Trayvon Diggs at the other corner. Look, I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Trayvon's probably not going to start on Thursday. What are we thinking as far as who we might see, and could we see Tre'Quisi? Bridges, and what did that say about how they felt about the guys they had, whether it was a Kamon Hall or a Zion Childress, that it was somebody from another squad that they picked up that's probably going to get a start on Thursday?
Well, you know, I think it's nonetheless, you want to be able to have depth across the board, right? So okay. I think that's really more of what you were seeing in those additions, not necessarily a lack of trust or anything like that in terms of, you know, Childress, because they really like Childress as a UDFA, but, you know, he hasn't played NFL snaps yet, sure, other than the preseason. So, you know, they wanted to bring in some guys who, not like they have 10 years, just some guys that are maybe more familiar with Matt Eberflus's system, or some guys they like coming out of the draft, like Bridges, like you mentioned. Diggs told us today that, you know, he's 75-80% in terms of whether or not he can go on Thursday, in terms of what he would categorize as his chances of playing, is that percentage number. Obviously, the training staff is going to have the final say on that. But he was a full participant in practice today on the injury report. So does that mean he's going to go out and play 70 snaps? I don't know. Probably not. I don't think, you know, that kind of workload would suit him just yet, just because, you know, he hasn't really done too much. And this is a pretty quick ramp-up period here. But, I think Bland is really the guy to watch, because if Diggs plays, he's going to go inside and they'll have Elam on the outside. If Diggs doesn't play, or, you know, if Diggs comes off the field, whatever it may be, they'll probably push Bland outside and throw a Zion Childress or something like that in the slot. So there can be a lot of moving parts, but Deron Bland told us yesterday, you know, he's kind of used to the chaos now in terms of moving him all over the place and playing at different spots inside and out. So I feel like he'll be ready for whichever spot he plays in.
The captains were announced today for this year. Were there any surprises for you? I know that Dak Prescott's going to continue to wear the C. No surprises there. But anyone other than that?
No really shockers. I mean, Donovan Wilson was one that I don't know if I would have said, yeah, that's probably who they're going to pick as their leader, just because he's not a big rah-rah guy. He doesn't talk to us very much, and he's kind of reserved, but you know, he's not obligated to talk to us that much. And I mean, if his teammates respect him, that's ultimately what's going to get the C on your chest. So that was a little bit more of a surprising one, but you know, hey, like Brian Schottenheimer said, players speak and they feel a certain way about Donovan Wilson, and all the power to him for that.
And then I did want to ask you, going into this week one matchup, what's the temperature reading for you, Tommy Yarish, going into this Philadelphia game?
Temperature reading in terms of what?
As far as how do you feel about it? How do you feel the Cowboys are going to match up for this week?
I'll be honest, Kevin. I don't really see a lot of matchups where they have advantages in. I think this Philadelphia team is so complete from top to bottom and just loaded with talent. in the trenches, especially. You know, they've got one of, if not the best offensive line in football, and then probably the same thing on the defensive line. You know, just the defensive tackle tandem of Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter is a nightmare for opposing offenses. They've got a young but talented secondary. Their skill positions on offense are incredible, and obviously Saquon Barkley is a demon. So, you know, the Cowboys are going to have their work cut out for them, and they feel like they've got a really good game plan. You know, if they want to win this game on offense, Dak Prescott's going to have to be firing on all cylinders with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, and then defensively, you know, these corners need to have a really good game. They've got to force Jalen Hurts to try and beat them in a passing game and take Saquon Barkley out of the game. So those are a lot of tall tasks. So when I look at, you know, those kinds of things needing to happen for the Cowboys to win, you know, your confidence starts to go down a little bit. But it'll be an early barometer, you know, for where this team is at and what the offense looks like. And I just think the Eagles are too loaded from top to bottom.
Tommy Yar is talking all things Dallas Cowboys from DallasCowboys.com. How surprised are you that this team's only carrying four wide receivers right now on its active roster? Look, you got guys that we've all seen before, the Jalen Croppers, the Jalen Brooks, who I thought, and I had a chance to catch up with them after that last preseason game. I mean, I thought he showed enough, especially from a special teams and receiving standpoint. Do we really think this team's only going to carry four receivers for most of the season, or are they still kind of trying to balance things out on the defensive side of the ball?
No, I don't. I think it's probably, you know, a kind of a wait and see thing. And, you know, remember, you can elevate practice squad guys, the active roster, up to three times before they get moved up. So I'm sure, you know, Ryan Flannoy or Jalen Brooks will see some of those. Maybe we see some of those on Thursday just so they can have another guy out there. But I feel like that's really more just the gymnastics of the roster and see what happens when some of these injured guys come back. You know, Jonathan Mingo is going to be on the active roster when he comes back from IR. So at the very least, you know, you're going to get him back. But yeah, I wouldn't, you know, put too much stock into that or put too much worry into that. I think they'll be okay at wide receiver.
And then we already talked about Trayvon, whether or not he's, like you said, he's 75-80%. Meanwhile, Tyler Guyton, you know, again, obviously with the bone bruise on the knee, you'd love to have seen him get more reps during this training camp. And while he's feeling better and he's on this 53, I don't know that I would feel great about putting him out there on Thursday. Is Nate Thomas going to get the majority of snaps? And where are we at with our boy Tyler Guyton?
Well, Tyler Guyton seems – he was telling Patrick Walker of DallasCowboys.com, my counterpart earlier today, that – you know, he's feeling pretty good, and the goal is for him to play. You know, he's a full participant
really
in practice today. So he's seen, obviously, again, it's the same thing as Trayvon Diggs, right? These guys can feel good, but it's up to the training staff ultimately if they're going to go. And, you know, is this enough time for Tyler Guyton to just kind of jump in there and have to face one of the best defensive lines in the league? I don't know, but he's a full participant in practice today on the injury report. But, you know, this staff really likes Nate Thomas. And going back to training camp, one of the first things that Brian Schottenheimer said to us was, hey, we really like this Nate Thomas cat. He's back healthy. He battled injury last year. But we feel really good about him. And it was kind of surprising because he brought him up unprompted. And it's just like, oh, okay, I guess that's something to look for. And then, of course, everything happens with Tyler Guyton, and here he comes. So either way, I think they'll be feeling good. And we don't really have a clear read yet on just how – you know, again, these guys can say, oh, I'll play on Thursday, but ultimately it's up to the training staff. So it wouldn't really shock me either way if Guyton goes or not.
Now, putting your sadness aside as a Texas fan, I know you were licking your chops getting to watch some college football this weekend. As you are a draft guy, then you like to watch these college guys. What kind of stood out to you from this weekend? Some big games, matchups, players, whatever have you?
Well, you know, I'm still stuck in my week-long mourning period of Texas's loss to Ohio State.
I get it.
But I will say, you know, I really think Caleb Downs is the best player in the country. And, you know, just the instincts that he has, how he's built physically, and what really stood out to me was how Nick Saban talked about this guy when he was a freshman at Alabama. You know, Nick Saban is obviously not a guy that is keen to throwing out high praise for a lot of players that he's coached because he's had so many good ones. But for him to instantly compare him to Minkah Fitzpatrick, who's one of the best safeties he ever had at Alabama, caught your eye. And then he goes out as a true freshman, balls out. He balls out last year for Ohio State's defense. He was all over the field, made the game-winning tackle for Ohio State against Texas. So every time you watch him, it just seems like he gets better and better. And You know, you don't really see safeties go in the top 10 too much, but this guy should absolutely be a top 10 pick, in my opinion. Just such a great overall football player, and you want a guy like that on your team. And then, you know, last night, getting to watch Miami and Notre Dame, you watch Reuben Bain come off the edge for the Hurricanes, and you're just kind of wowed. I always love – I saw Dave Hellman tweeted this yesterday, but you love pass rushers that can close games out. And Reuben Bain did that yesterday at the, you know, he's in there in the backfield for the game-winning play for Miami. And you know, he was wrecking the game the whole time, had half a sack and an interception. The interception, you saw the hustle because the ball gets tipped in the air. His corner, I think, got like flipped by the receiver. And then he just slides in all the chaos, picks the ball off, and, you know, is able to make a play for his defense, ultimately set them up. So those kind of high motor players who close games really strong for you, rushing the passer, That's a lot of fun to watch. So really fun first week of watching some guys. And, you know, it's interesting for me just going from last year watching a lot of these games as a fan to now watching them as a fan and thinking about the NFL draft. So it's going to be a long season and a lot of fun to watch a lot of these players.
Tommy, great stuff from you as always, my friend. Do you know what Friday game you'll be covering yet?
Yeah, I'll be on Woodrow Wilson and Memorial at the Star.
There you go. So, all right.
Looking forward to that one.
All right. Well, I'll have my boy Khaki Kev might be doing a little negotiating with you to jump on Friday and talk a little high school football as well. But in the meantime, enjoy them Dallas Cowboys.
All right. I appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
There you have it. The one, the only Tommy Yards from DallasCowboys.com.
That was a good stuff from Tommy. Good stuff from Tommy. I mean, maybe we might see Tyler Guyton this week. Who knows?
That's a tough ask.
Would you say he's more likely to play than Trayvon at this point? Which is tough to say because Trayvon was a full participant. But if Guyton's been getting in the mix like that,
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't play either one.
Yeah,
I wouldn't play. You have nothing to gain from them playing. You're not.
I don't think the game is up in the air enough to be played.
If this was week 17 and a playoff, you know, birth was on the line, then yes, you would play those two guys and say, all right, look, give us what you got, and, you know, let's throw caution to the wind and see what happens. In week one, where you're already a considerable underdog and this season's a marathon, not a sprint, go ahead and take the week off. Let's get you better. Trayvon Diggs, I'm less concerned about because, again, he's a veteran. He's been there. He's done that. And it's more about, I mean, look, a guy like Trayvon Diggs needs to be healthy. Not to say that Tyler Guyton doesn't. But Trayvon's got pelts on the wall. You know what you're getting with Trayvon Diggs when he's 100% healthy and what he's capable of. We still don't know what Tyler Guyton can do. There's some Cowboy fans that consider him a bust already.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I think that's a bit premature. I do think that a guy like a Tyler Guyton, who last year you brought into, and look, Jerry Jones even said it on this very same station when he said, look, we might have been a little over our skis when we thought we were going to bring in a Cooper Beebe and a Tyler Guyton and put them in and have them start as rookies, which at least, and here's the other thing that we forget about with those two last year. You took two guys in Cooper Beebe, who was a guard in college, and a damn good one, let's make no mistake about that, but you moved him to center. Then you took Tyler Guyton, who'd only played, what, a season at right tackle, and then you made him a left tackle. So, you know, you took two guys, put them out of position, and put them at two of the most difficult positions, maybe the two most critical positions on the offensive line. So we all feel pretty good about Cooper Beebe. And the one thing about Cooper Beebe, and we've heard this from Vach Lombardi, we've heard this from Wooly Bully, we've heard this from all the guys from Broadus, Chief, and everybody on the G-Bag Nation, and just seeing him out there, he looks the part this year,
right,
as far as a center is concerned, right? Yeah. Like, he looks the part of an NFL offensive lineman. Tyler Guyton, I don't know what you're getting with him. We didn't know what we were getting from him before he got hurt. I certainly don't know what we're getting with him on 2 days away or 3 days away from playing the defending champions. And I thought Tommy Yarsh said it best. They're better than you in just about every position.
Yeah, there's not. And that's why I wanted to ask him. Maybe was it just kind of us that was like being, I didn't know if we were being too pessimistic, but he's right. There isn't really a matchup you can look at and say, oh, we have the better end on that side. Maybe CeeDee Lamb, but I mean, man, they've got really good really good defensive backs, and they're going to give CeeDee Lamb fits. They're going to give George Pickens fits. For
That offense is going to have its hands or going to have its work cut out for it. But hey, that's why you play the game, boys and girls. So, like I said, we're 3 days away from it. Plenty to look forward to. All right, you know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's a little expressway action. Okay, it's a little expressway action, but if you're a Fan After Dark fan, a Tolo fatty, or just new to the show, you know what that music means. It's time for a little Fair or Foul, ladies and gentlemen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I am going to read a story, maybe sometimes tell a personal vignette, and we will determine whether or not said story or vignette is fair or foul. I've got two young bucks with me today. Both of you have girlfriends, so you will appreciate this first fair or foul. Do each of you have a fair or foul?
I do. I have a couple on standby.
I do not know.
I mean, look, fair or foul, degenerate Jake.
Fair or foul, having a fair or foul.
Fair.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair all day. So there you have it. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is the phone number to chime in with your thoughts on said segment. All right, I got a good one here. I forgot to hold on. Here we go. Stand by.
This one's a goodie, though, ladies and gentlemen. This one is a goodie, if I do say so myself. Okay, boom. Here we go. All right. Stand by. A Saudi man reportedly divorced his wife after she failed to reply to a WhatsApp message. The case quickly sparked outrage and debate online over extreme uses of divorce laws in the region. The husband claimed her silence reflected disrespect, leading him to formally end the marriage. While the incident is rare, it highlights strict marital expectations in conservative societies. Stories like this have drawn international attention, raising questions about women's rights, digital communication, and cultural norms in Saudi Arabia. Fair foul! A Saudi man divorced his wife because she didn't reply to his WhatsApp message.
I say that is that's foul. I can't even play devil's advocate here. That's foul.
We don't know what she was doing, ladies and gentlemen.
Just one message?
We don't know what she
context
was doing.
Context is key.
The question is, what took her so long to respond?
How long did he wait?
It didn't say. She just didn't respond timely enough for him.
Now, if you say that he messaged her and she didn't respond for a week, that's fair. Now, if he waits for an hour, if he waited for an hour and he's like, I'm done.
I mean, in fairness, if she didn't respond for a week, I'm guessing there were probably other things going on with the husband and the wife in that case. But
okay, what, 2 to 3 days? No response? I'm going to be like, hey, respond.
What's the norm? I mean, you guys both have girlfriends, and Jake, I know you've been with your lady for a minute.
Okay.
You've been with yours for, what, a year now?
Over a year, yeah.
Over a year. So you guys have a little time under your belt. Now, you guys are part of this younger generation.
We claim so.
A lot of the digital, I mean, think so. You're 22 years old. Yes, you are a part of this. I mean, there is no questioning of that comment. What's kind of the time frame?
I mean, everyone is different. Some people are a little bit more up the others.
I'm asking you, though. Now, real quick, do you guys Snapchat? Do you text?
I got rid of Snapchat. That is the least degenerate thing about me is I do not have Snapchat.
Okay, so no Snapchat for you. So you text message.
I do. I'm a text message guy.
Okay, so you text. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. I would say 99% of our communications over Snap.
Wow.
Yeah. What's your Snap streak?
Oh, it's like 2,700 days or something.
Okay, yeah, that's a solid.
Something ridiculous, yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, though, my son and I have a 1,066 day streak.
Hey, yo, you're getting there.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's no degenerate Jake and his girlfriend streak, but still.
See, I would say timing all depends on what you're doing. I mean, if you're at home, if she's at home working and she doesn't respond for 3 hours, I don't really care.
Yeah.
If she's at a bar and she didn't respond for 3 hours, I got an issue.
Now, you know? See, context is key to all this, right? Context is key. I mean, let's be real. It's foul. I mean, not getting a response.
I think it's fair. I mean, show some damn respect, woman. I mean, seriously.
I knew Jacob would say it.
Respond to your man. What if he was ready to come talk to you and be like, you know what? I know times have been tough, but we need to sit down and work this out because this marriage has a chance.
Yeah. I need to know how long he waited to decide.
There's just so many things. There's so many aspects and variables of this story that we just don't know as to what the time frame was. Had this been something leading up to it? Because here's the other thing, too. Let's call it what it is. When you want to end something with somebody,
you look for
reasons. You don't need much of a reason, all right? Or you're, like you said, you're looking for anything, all right? Oh, you want to break up with somebody? Oh, because the things that you used to like about said person now all of a sudden gets on your nerves.
Yep.
So now you're like, oh, I can't stand this person. Oh, don't let her take. It could have been 30 minutes. It could have been an hour.
Got all the excuses I need. I'm done.
That's all you need. I mean,
that's how I was with my ex-girlfriend. And then because it was my first girlfriend, I tried being friends with her. And then all those ugly things reared their head again. I was like, no thanks.
That's a tall order, if I do say so myself. When you go from the let's be exes to let's be friends.
Well, I broke up with her over the phone and I felt bad. So
the over the phone breakup.
Over Snapchat, actually. A lot of things happen over Snapchat in my life. It's the premier platform.
Oh, so when you say broke up over the phone, it's not like you called her and broke up with her.
Oh, God, no.
You Snapchat.
I Snapchat her, yeah.
And broke
did
up
you,
with her.
Did you do this via text on Snapchat, or did you take a snap, a little selfie of yourself, be like, hey, by the way, yeah, this isn't working anymore.
That would have been funny. No, I actually did it over Snapchat, like the chat feature.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was like 2 hours after going out to lunch with her and her family.
Wow. Yeah.
And the craziest thing was,
and like, they paid for lunch, correct?
Maybe.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can say. I mean, who cares? You broke up with it. Where'd they take you?
It was on the border in McKinney.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's not anything special. I mean, did they spring for queso?
We had. I think you know how you can get like those tortillas that you can dip in queso.
Yeah,
that was our little.
That was the appetizer.
It wasn't great. You know, get like a six.
I mean, that's crazy. That's kind of worthy of a breakup.
Yeah.
So you couldn't get chips and queso. You got tortillas and queso.
Got tortillas and queso. Really? And you know what? I knew whenever I got in the car, I was like, "Yep, this is the last time."
That's. You know what? I think I might have left the table.
Yeah.
At that point, okay,
done.
I think I might have left the table. Who does tortillas and queso? Give me some chips and queso. What are we doing here? And were they flour or corn tortillas?
They were flour. Thank God.
I'm done. See, I'm done. I'm a corn tortilla guy.
Oh, okay.
So not only did you disrespect me with the tortilla choice, but we didn't get chips either.
Yeah.
White queso or the other queso?
It was queso blanco.
Queso blanco.
Mind if a white boy speaks in Espanol over here, man?
Right. What's kind of the time frame on if you were to start to question?
Probably still talking about that. I would say, again, context, but I would say if Abby hasn't responded to me, I'd say probably like by the end of the day. So like if I texted like in the middle of the afternoon and I haven't had anything.
Like if you texted right now.
And I haven't gotten anything by like 10 o'clock, I'd be like, hey.
Oh, you'd wait till 10? Because she's off school, isn't she? She's off work?
Yeah, but I know she's busy because I've already communicated with her.
Okay. So no happy hour or anything like that? No Monday in-service day, her and the teachers? Keep an eye on teachers. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but teachers now.
What do you mean by that?
Teachers. I mean,
they got a wild side.
Who are you telling? Absolutely they do. You ever been with a speech pathologist? Wow. Wow.
I can't say.
Wow.
No, I can't
Anywho.
Say. All right, I'm going to go on to my fair foul. All right, Lionsgate is holding a screening of The Long Walk. Have you seen this? Obviously, you haven't seen the movie, but have you seen a trailer for this movie or heard of this movie?
Who's in it?
I don't know if there's anyone big in it. Jacob, do you know what movie I'm talking about? The Long Walk? Okay, so it's going to be a scary movie, so you know I'm not going to go watch it. But pretty much, it's a movie about it's a group of people that walk. And if you stop walking, you instantly die.
Wow.
So the whole point is just walk as long as you can. And if you stop walking, if you stop moving, like it's like a whole thing. Anyway, so Lionsgate is holding a screening of The Long Walk, where you need to walk on a treadmill faster than 3 miles per hour for the whole movie. If you stop, you'll be escorted out of the theater and you can't watch the rest of the film. Fair or foul, making you walk to watch a movie or kicking you out.
I mean, do you get anything for making it? I mean, is there a prize at the end?
I would imagine you just get to watch a movie.
So I'm just sitting on it. I'm just, how long is the movie, by the way?
That's a fair question. Probably, 2 hours, 15 minutes, if I had to guess.
I mean, if there's a payoff, just to watch the movie while I'm walking on said treadmill.
Hour 48.
That's a long-ass walk, man. That's a long ass walk.
I mean, Degenerate Jake's got shin splints, so yeah, I'm out on that one.
I don't.
Is it because of the Hokas?
No, actually, the Hokas made it better. It's because I sprained my ankle really bad sophomore year. I was playing basketball, came down on somebody's foot.
Went to dunk on somebody and just didn't plant right?
No, I actually went to block a woman's shot.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. So that says anything about me as a person.
Just says you're competitive.
Wow. Yeah. Love of the game.
Please tell me you at least blocked your shot.
Oh, I sent it into the first row, Fred. Come on now.
All right, your thoughts on the Long Walk Theater?
Oh man,
yeah, that's. I mean,
that's foul.
That's foul. I'm gonna need. I need some sort of something after.
I need a.
My question is, do you get a refund if you don't make it?
No, they kick you out and tell you to get the hell out of here.
I have somebody yak up my popcorn in the middle of my walk, and what?
What's your go-to movie candy, by the way?
Ooh.
I was at the movie theater just yesterday.
What movie did you see?
You're not going to be happy about this.
No, I don't care. What was it?
Freakier Friday.
Yeah, I don't even know what that was.
Yeah. It's the second to Freaky Friday.
Still miss that one, too. Go to candy.
go-to candy. See, I'm a fruity candy guy, so I would say...
Go ahead and mark that, would you please? Go ahead and fruity guy. Mark that.
No, I said fruity candy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Not that what makes, I ended up, it's I not going to
I don't know if that makes it any
Airhead
better.
Bites. Airhead
double
bites.
Down on it, too, by the way.
Airhead bites. I am. I don't eat chocolate candy that much. I like my Skittles.
What's that supposed to mean? You don't like chocolate candy, but you like the fruity candy?
I like fruity candy.
Okay. June was a big month for you, wasn't it?
I like the Airheads. That would be my go-to selection would have been the Airheads.
Yours?
Airhead
See,
bites.
I go with the gummy cluster, the Nerd gummy clusters. It used to be Mike and Ike's, but then I saw Mike Bassick lose a tooth on television eating Mike and Ike's. Also, underrated, if you go to a movie theater that's got a freezer, get some dots. Or some dibs. Dibs. That's what it is.
Dots.
I saw dibs yesterday.
Ice cream. Yeah. You talk about the ice cream of the future? Dots?
No.
No, dibs.
What's I saw dibs? That.
It's
I think dibs is just like the offshoot brand of dips.
No,
it's
like
bar?
A
Dippin' Dots.
Yeah.
It's like ice cream with a chocolate coating around it. It's like bite-sized pieces of ice cream.
Yeah, it's not dibs. It's not dibs.
It's dibs. That's what it's called.
I mean, I just want to tell you guys both, you're both incredibly wrong. There's only one right answer when it comes to the best candy in the movie, and that's Raisinets. Okay?
See, that's
chocolate exactly covered Raisinets, right? Chocolate covered Raisinets?
Well, it's chocolate covered raisins.
Do you eat those with a Slurpee too, Fred? With your 3D glasses?
I am not going to disagree.
I'm a popcorn guy.
Though.
I'm a popcorn guy. Okay, don't get me wrong. But no, the elite triumvirate of movie concessions, soda pop, jug of popcorn, and Raisinets.
I can't hate that.
That's.
Let me ask you a question, because I know you're going to say no, but I got to ask Jacob. Sure. Have you ever been to a movie theater that had the option of serving you alcohol?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I worked at a movie theater that served alcohol.
No, I mean, I've been to one. I just didn't drink it. I mean, I can still, contrary to popular belief, I just want to put this out there now, because there were a couple people at the party on Saturday that were kind of concerned for me. I can still be around alcohol people, okay? I'm not going to get the shakes. I'm not going to be like, you know, crying in the corner. Oh, my God, there's a beer. What am I going to do with myself? No, I can still be around alcohol. I just choose not to imbibe. So
that makes one of us, so.
You know? I mean, it's just what it is. So
I haven't gone to a lot of movie theaters, but there's one in Granbury near my girlfriend's house, and they have Twisted Teas particularly.
That's one of your go-tos, isn't it?
That is my go-to.
What's your thought of food service, like ordering a meal
while you're
like
in a movie,
like a movie grill kind of thing? Yeah. You know,
I mean, I like it, but I'm not gonna spend the extra money on it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not balling like that. Now, if you are, I'm sure it's a great thing, but I'm not.
No, there's just something about eating in the dark that bugs me.
Yep, I agree. Okay?
I just don't want to eat in the dark. All right, final two segments as we get you ready for Diamondbacks Rangers. This team's 2.5 games out of a playoff spot. Are they going to do it? We'll discuss that and more next. Don't go anywhere. It's G-Bag here on a Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.